Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now, I'm so thankful that Dr. Ige has joined us, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. I think you've had quite a job on your hands trying to control this small outbreak of measles. What's the latest?
As of today, we have 43 cases overall. Two of those cases are outside of Chicago, but they are from individuals who had been in Chicago. And then most of our cases, 30 of the cases that are Chicago-based, are in children and not in adults. So we continue to work very hard to get people vaccinated, and we're making good progress there. Almost 5,000 doses administered in this month alone in the last couple of weeks. So we are very hopeful that we can get this in check pretty soon.
And so, Dr. Ige, did the outbreak start with a migrant who was in the shelter who wasn't vaccinated and somehow came into Chicago infected?
No. Actually, the outbreak started with a 64-year-old Chicago resident who was not a new arrival and not part of the shelter system. So there are 17 other states across the United States where measles outbreak is happening at the moment. And that's just because overall vaccination coverage for MMR has been lower than the herd immunity level of 95% vaccination coverage. So,
Doctor, that new number you just gave us, 43, is quite a jump from what we had earlier today. Can you tell us about the 10 most recent cases?
Yes. So one of the things that gave us concern when they started, you know, after the first case, we saw another case in the new arrival shelter. And the unique context of the new arrivals, because it is a congregate space, measles is very contagious. 9 out of 10 people who are exposed, if they're not vaccinated, will get sick. So at that time, we had almost 900 people who were not vaccinated exposed to measles in at the same time. So it was because of the vaccination effort that we've been able to stave off you know, almost 800 potential measles cases that could have resulted from that one exposure. So over the 21 days after that first exposure, we saw a few cases emerge, as you can imagine, because it takes up to 21 days for the vaccines to become effective. And so some of the cases we're seeing is spillover from that one case. Just because of the context in which it happened, where so many people were exposed at once. For the larger Chicago community, though, most people are vaccinated. We still have over 90% vaccination coverage. So the real risk right now is really among those who are not vaccinated. And we still have quite a number of people in Chicago who are not vaccinated. So our charge and our encouragement is that parents, if you have children who are yet to be vaccinated for measles, this is the time to do so.
Doctor, I'm sorry, though, but of the 10 that we're just learning about, are those from the shelter? Are they from the community at large, or can you tell us about that?
Yes. Some of them are from the shelter. Some of them are from the community. Some of the new cases are from other community settings, but originated from the shelter. People who had been at the shelter at one time and then moved to other locations.
Do you have a concern, Doctor, that this outbreak will double or triple in size based on the people who are outside of the shelter who have not been immunized?
That is our worry. There are just far too many Chicagoans who are not vaccinated right now, and that makes us concerned.
I'm one of those people. When I was a child, I was deadly allergic to some components, and I have reached out to my doctor at Northwestern, and they said that it has changed now, and so I'm getting the vaccine. But the majority of people you're talking about that are unvaccinated are children whose parents chose, or maybe because of the pandemic, didn't get their child immunized.
That is correct, and most of the you know, yet to be vaccinated people are within that 0 to 4 age group. So this all started to change around that 2019 timeline, first because of the pandemic, and then afterwards, I think people just didn't remember to go get caught up with their vaccinations. And so this is a reminder that, you know, having that high level coverage is so important. We had zero measles cases for so long, and now we are seeing a resurgence all over the U.S. just because people have not been able to catch up with their vaccines. So we encourage everyone to do so.
Doctor, what is the risk here? Because, I mean, right, we were at zero, but right now we're at 43, even if we're doubled at 86. I mean, yeah, we're in a community of millions and millions of people. Can you put the public... I mean, are we making this sound like there's more risk than there should, than we should, or are we underselling it? Or explain that for me.
Right. So things are good to some extent when we talk about 90% vaccination coverage in a city of almost 3 million. A lot of people are protected. But again, when you think about 10% in a city of 3 million, that is almost 300,000 people who are potentially susceptible to measles. And like I said before, because measles is so contagious, 9 out of 10 people who are exposed to it will contract it if they're not vaccinated. So that is a huge potential pool of susceptible people if they do become exposed. So, and then one of the worries with measles is that most people don't know that they have measles until the rash happens. So it starts with a fever, runny nose, and then red eyes, and then maybe a cough. And those are just such common symptoms that most people don't pay attention to it until the rash starts. And in the infectious period, it's 4 days before the rash. And so people who have been going around not really sick and not knowing they have measles until the rash develops. And then they are infectious 4 days after the rash as well. So that 8-day window is when people can be infectious. And this is why it is just so important for people to be vaccinated, because that is just the best way to protect yourself from this.
Dr. Ige, we so appreciate your time this afternoon, and I've got about 30 seconds left. But if you do suspect you have measles, you should call a walk-in clinic, I would guess, or call your doctor and not potentially infect other people? Or would a mask prevent you from infecting other people?
Oh, a mask will not stop measles. Measles can be airborne. It can stay in the, it can linger in the atmosphere for up to 2 hours, even after you've left the location. So if you suspect that you have measles, again, fever, runny nose, cough, red eyes, those are the hallmark signs. And then the fever starts on the face and then starts to spread down. And it's a fine rash. It's not big bumps. It's like fine rash. If that happens, please call your provider immediately. Do not try to go to the emergency room. Do not get into a car. Just stay where you are and call your provider so they know that you're coming and take appropriate precautions.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and sharing this information.
Thank you for having me. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you. Dr. Ige is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health with new information this afternoon. Steve's News comes up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.